What's up, guys? It's the awkward dreadheads. And
can you do that again? No.
Michaela.
I am back.
We have Jamal here.
What's up?
We got Jessica looking all sexually pregnant.
Sexual?
Yes, she does. Corey's here.
You know what it means.
What's up?
What is that? You know what it means. Luke's here.
I have a big nose.
Chelsea's here.
Hey, everyone.
And this is a dating podcast.
And Charles is here, too.
And Charles, the dreadhead.
He's actually going to talk. He's not just
except he doesn't have dreads anymore.
Well, listen, I'm growing them back. You know,
I do miss them.
Yeah, I'm growing them back. Don't worry. I'm taking some pubes off me and add them to my hair.
Don't do that.
Cut it.
Okay. Right, next question is by Jessica.
No, it's not.
Oh. Sorry. Now it's by Jessica.
Let it go to the cell.
Here we go. I've been with my boyfriend for over 1 year, and his ex happened to be at the same get-together as us this particular night. His ex is a very outspoken individual, and she was talking openly about sex and everything they've done and everything she's done with other guys, and it was very uncomfortable, so I left and started hanging out with other people. As I left, I couldn't help but think sexually he doesn't do that with me at all. Missionary, doggy style, cowgirl, that's mainly it. Why was he a wild horse with her, but not with me?
Wait, come on. What is cowgirl? Is that just like on top? Oh, that's on top?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then reverse is when
girls on she's top.
You look at her butt.
Well, first of all, who cares? Why do you care?
Why is she care? She thinks that her sex with him is boring and his sex with her was wild. So you can just say, hey, let's have more wild sex.
Yeah, sounds like you might be interested.
Seeing his ex there? I didn't hear all that.
She just said his ex was very outspoken and was talking openly about a lot of sex. And
I feel like he was there. Okay. He was like, yeah. He wasn't.
It doesn't say anything about him and his, like,
If this was like a one-off thing, that might just be her, you know, trying to get him back, reminding him. But if that's literally just all she ever talks about, that's just her just shooting the shit. But if it's a one-time thing, then...
This question is, why did he have wild sex with her and not with me, is the question.
Oh,
right?
She might just be...
So, you know what? You just need to talk to him and be like, hey... Right. Do you want to do these things with me? I might be interested in doing them if you wanted to.
So if
that's
men,
a conversation.
Men are not mind readers.
What do you mean?
I think I just found that out. Okay? I thought I had to read everyone's mind just so I can have sex.
You don't.
Okay. No. Just ask questions then.
Yeah, you just gotta ask questions. And if she wants... to experience different things, then she should either bring it up or just fucking do it.
I have a friend.
Bring it up.
I have a friend.
Just talk to him about it.
Just do it.
I have a friend.
I'm just imagining the ex being like, oh yeah, we totally like, I used to peg him all the time. So like, don't jump in with pegging.
Keep everything consensual, please.
That's all I'm saying.
I thought you at least go anal first. Well, I guess for her.
Okay, we're
just
moving.
Just bring it up. If you feel comfortable enough to talk to him about any sort of sex, you're having sex, just say, hey. Did you want to do these things? I might be into it. I don't know. Just have a fucking conversation.
I'll totally
it.
Thank you.
Alright, next question. I hate my husband's beard. It's scruffy and it makes him look like a bum. He likes it, but I feel as one, he should consult me or at least ask me how it looks so I can give my opinion. How can I convince him that it's time for a shave? What?
Good
no.
luck.
No.
Yeah. 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 Bushy beard and she doesn't like it?
She doesn't like it.
But she just said it to him?
But she literally said, this is what she literally said.
He doesn't ask me about it.
Yeah, he doesn't ask me.
Just say something to it, and then...
Go ahead, Luke.
If it's clean, let the man just enjoy the beard. It'll get a scratchy eventually. If they're married, you decided that you wanted him, beard or no beard.
I think it's just weird that she says that he should consult.
We are one.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
the
yeah.
So, does he consult you, though? Like... Do you consult him before you buy your clothes or get your hair cut or anything like that? He's got to look at you, too, before you buy your hair. So, like, here's my thing. If you're going to open that stuff up, you better be willing for him to give you feedback back.
And don't be mad when he gives it back to you.
If you really fucking hate it, you can say, hey, I really hate it. But you can't expect him to consult you before he does things to his face.
It's weird.
Yeah.
What? And if I hated his facial hair, I would tell him.
Yeah, you can definitely say it. That's a very normal.
He's very, had really
very questionable facial
hair. Yeah. I've had some bad shaves before. Yeah. It didn't. I was told about it.
Over the years, I've tried out different stuff.
I feel
stuff.
Like you should have seen him with the fucking mutton chops.
It's funny because as he said that, pictures? That's what I picture with like, did you have a little goatee too? Oh no.
You had a soul patch?
We did.
No.
When we started
the flavor saver.
And I was like, I don't know why I never said anything about it because I just like would ignore it. If we were going to an event, or like if he decided to do mutton chops for a wedding, I would be like, nah.
Please no.
We're gonna just shave those off.
At that point, it would have been solidified if I kept those mutton chops.
You got rid of them. Then didn't I threaten to like shave your face at one point?
Whoa!
In like the middle of the night.
At least you
like
talked
Samson.
To her about it.
I never actually really give a shit about what was on his face. Like, he's got this mustache. Oh, he did the Mario mustache, the Wario one. That was stupid. The Wario with the little thing. I was like, you have to cut that because I'm going to cut it off.
The handlebars?
I was like, going to take scissors.
I'm a Wario. I'm going to win.
All right, so I think that's so racist.
What?
We're Italian, right?
No.
That's his catchphrase.
Okay.
Well, Wario, he's...
Oh, you know what? Everybody's racist.
Wario is a Japanese Italian plumber.
Wait, are you talking about the Hitler mustache?
No. I was talking about the Mario mustache you doing.
That's how they talk.
Have you never played Mario?
They're Japanese. They can't be racist, except against Koreans.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, and the Chinese.
Just tell him you hate it if you hate it. Otherwise, it's his own fucking face.
There we go. Next question. I have a guy friend take me out and do the I'm asking for a friend thing. But he was really talking about himself, about me. We wanted to know if he should make a move on a friend, me, even though he's dating a person right now. I'm friends with the person. Oh. We've been friends for so long, I don't know what to even think.
That was so confusing.
If you're dating someone... Don't make a move on someone else until you've broken up.
No,
he's dating someone.
He wants to make a move on her. Mm-hmm. Don't make a move on someone if you're dating somebody else.
Yep.
Break up
also,
with who you're dating.
They're friends with whoever he's dating.
Oh, yeah, but you can't like that. You're gonna be a cheater if you make a move on somebody while you're dating someone.
Cheating is such a harsh term for
harsh but accurate.
4 week. Dating.
Is that how long they've been dating?
I'm just throwing it out there because.
Let's throw 5 years. Then.
I don't know how long they've been dating.
But if that's an established relationship and you are friends and know them to be in a relationship, it's fucked up for you to even consider.
And he obviously wants out because I was like, yeah, my friend totally wants to date this other friend, which totally isn't me and totally not you. Wink, wink. It's like. No, that's bullshit.
Just no.
If you're feeling each other, then you should talk about that. And I don't think she's feeling him like that. I don't think she's feeling him like romantically, or you know, yeah. So I think let me ask this question real quick. If that happened to you, would you still be that person's friend?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Maybe
depends,
in a group
on the
setting.
Dynamic.
Yeah, there
time
have
out,
to be
time
a
out.
Difference.
Michaela, you are single, I'm dating Chelsea, and I come to you and I say, I'm doing what he's doing. Would you...
So let me get this straight. You're asking for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But incognito.
Yes.
Like, hey, my friend has this girlfriend, but he likes a friend of his.
Got
Do you
it.
Think
okay.
you should talk to her, knowing it's about her?
Ooh-wee.
But you know I'm talking about me.
And you.
About, yeah, and you.
So, like, are you still friends with him after
Would you be friends? Would you still be friends with me after that?
You made it awkward, no.
Yeah, I agree.
You made it really awkward. Yeah. Now I gotta look both of y'all in the face.
Yeah.
And I wanna say something, but now I'm gonna make it awkward.
I'm also telling my friend who's in a relationship that her boyfriend is coming to me.
I also say exactly, this too. If it's in the friend group, like, personally me, like, I think a lot of us in this friend group are very, very close. And, like...
That shit was spread.
That was shit was spread yes, very, was. Very fast. It'd be very, very awkward. Like, yeah, the dude or chick, don't fuck this guy.
Yeah,
he's
don't
not,
do that.
He's not a good guy. No, I don't do that. All right, Jessica, next.
Next. Do-do-do-do. Chelsea mentions men lying about their true intentions for sex. To expect the dating scene to be clean of minutiae is a big ask. Women go on dates lying, using society's expectations on men to take advantage of them. Men saying and acting how they need to obtain sex. I don't understand the phrasing of any.
Yeah, I've also...
This is the game, and it'll never change, so your Mother Teresa talks are pointless.
Oh, my!
Oh, the Rat part was fired.
Can we repeat that? Wait, can you... I actually don't think it's me saying that all the time, because I also highly call women out on wanting to date guys for the pure...
For food.
Yeah, for having this shit paid for and wanting free drinks and free food. I call everybody out on kind of bullshitting. I understand that's the game. But, you know.
Bullshit.
Yeah, like, I don't just call men out. I definitely call women out for a lot of their bullshit, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you I don't think you've been listening to the podcast long enough.
You might have just hit one episode, because...
Yeah.
I be calling all y'all on your bullshit, for real. Dating, though, I will say, I do advocate a lot for the no lying, because I'm not that person. Like, I understand that that's how people go out. That's where my shitty experiences with dating, because I'm so honest and straightforward, I felt fucked over a lot of the time, because a lot of these people were, I'm going in very genuine, I'm realizing, fuck, he just wanted this, or, damn, they didn't even really like me, they just wanted this. And, like, that... You know, that's not a fun time. I understand that's the game. Everybody has to play it to get to the end. I get that. But, like, I personally think...
You're a shitty person.
Yeah, like, I think you get further when you're genuine. Yeah. And
I will
both
say,
sides.
I will say, Jamal said something. I think on the last podcast you said, hey, if the person is genuine, don't fuck them over. Don't fuck them over and make their... Like, if they're genuine, do not fuck them over and fuck them up for everyone else. Like... Be, you know, at least, like, either leave them alone or be genuine back. So, you know, everyone in the dating scene, I know it's not going to be genuine, but, you know, it's not going to be 100% genuine. But, hey, listen.
Mother
try
Teresa,
your best.
Y'all think I'm that nice? That's so nice, actually.
That part,
I'm like, wait, that's kind of a compliment. You think I'm that sweet?
Mother Teresa didn't do
there's a lot of good stuff. There's
Shut
a lot of names. There's a lot of hard names in these ones.
Listen.
Okay. I have... Okay, the next one. I have a couple questions for Charles. That's already started bad. First, if you're traditional but bisexual, how would it have worked if you were dating a man? Second, do you date trans people? If not, why?
Well, he doesn't date anybody.
He's engaged. He put a ring on it.
Listen, guys. Listen. I've not walked down that aisle yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, gang. Still time. Still time.
So I can come and steal you?
You always got me, Luke.
Oh, damn straight.
I really kind of hate doing this. I'm not answering this. I'm sorry, bro or girl, whatever you are. I'm not going to answer this. Yeah.
Dude is a gender neutral term. Just use dude.
Yeah. Dude.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, boy or girl.
Dude.
Okay, next one. I've been dating this man for over a year and I'm madly in love with him. He's perfect, but we were talking about our future recently, and when the topic of kids came up, he said he probably wouldn't want kids with me. I was shocked and confused. I asked him why, and he said, because I believe in abortion, and he wouldn't want to give his seed for me to have the opportunity to kill it. Whoa. Everybody wait. If not, wait. Everybody wait. Let me finish.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more. Wait. My heart dropped with no response. Yeah. I just went to the bathroom and cried a little. When I came back to the table, he said he was sorry, but he has feelings too. I don't know what to say or how to deal with this. Wait. So before we jump into this, Chelsea, go first.
So, that's extreme. Mm-mm. So I feel like a little bit, he probably has some of his own issues he needs to address a little bit. But also to play devil's advocate, men don't really have rights in that sense. So if he's had an experience or he knows somebody who might have been in a situation, or even if like he's just heard about situations, like in reality, if you all got pregnant and you decided I'm getting rid of it, there's nothing he can do. So as someone who really wants to start a family, that could be a real fear.
I'm just going
to
say, like, why is it wrong for him to...
No, I don't think it's like him not wanting to have kids. Like, I think it's extreme for him to say like, oh, I'm never having kids with you because of this.
Didn't he say he believed in abortion?
No, because she believes in abortion.
She believes in abortion.
And he doesn't want to risk... her even having the chance of that.
Quoting that quote. No. So she believes in abortion.
And he doesn't.
And he doesn't even want to.
Before. I already. This side of the table. Yeah. Luke, go ahead.
If any guy in a serious conversation says the phrase, giving you my seed, I cannot take them seriously. It's like, oh, says that?
Wait. How? What about depositing your egg, your sperm?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Corey.
So this person is pregnant right now?
No. So this person, they were talking about their future. Mm-hmm. The guy does not believe in abortion. The girl does believe in abortion.
Well, does he?
Wait. The guy does not believe in abortion. The girl believes in abortion. He says he does not want to have kids with her because he does not want to risk her getting pregnant and her aborting the child. So he does not want to. He doesn't trust her to have kids. What is your?
I just think it's weird that they. Why he wants to? So do they? Does he want to? So she wants to have kids and he does not, right?
No, he wants to have kids. But they were talking about their future, and he basically said, I don't want to have kids with you because you believe in abortion, and I'm not comfortable with that possibility.
Hold on.
That's a huge red flag. You should not be with this person.
Like, he clearly has his own shit to work out with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
crazy. But it is valid. It's a valid
fear. Just keep it. Don't go 5-10 minutes. Keep it. Go ahead. Go.
I think the point in talking to somebody about having kids in the future is not, get a baby and then abort it, right?
I know. That's why those two things didn't make sense to me.
His, like, comment on, I don't want to have kids with you because you believe in abortion.
It's so weird.
Literally had nothing to do with your conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that was an excuse because he doesn't want to have kids with you. So maybe he's the wrong person.
Whoa. You're saying that he made that up to just kind of, like, but they're talking about their future.
Yeah. Future, I want to have kids. What do you think about having kids? I want to be with you, right? If we're together and we're talking about having kids, that kid's not going to get aborted.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah.
Jamal, go ahead.
I think he was trying to make himself laugh. And
what?
I think he was making that shit up. He was making himself laugh because... he's enjoying...
That's not a funny joke.
I think he's enjoying where he's at in life right now. And I just because it's a year doesn't mean it's serious. I mean, things could change and serious stuff might come up where it'll, you know, change things. But I don't think you should really look that deep into that one thing he said unless... you're ready to just be like, yeah, this isn't working. I'll see you later.
Michaela.
I agree with Jessica. I think it's just wild that it's been a year.
Yeah.
And you're just now talking about kids.
It just came up, yeah.
That's or that wild that's to me. Well,
you guys just thought about. I don't know about that. Like, do you talk about kids?
That's like
before a year.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's that's a year wasted if one person doesn't want kids at all. You just wasted a year because
talking about having them, but talking about do you want them? Is this a future you're already seeing?
That's one of the first questions you ask somebody is, where do
why
you?
Why would I waste my time with someone?
Right.
I might be a little on your side about maybe he's bold because because if he said maybe they had a conversation and she was like, oh, do you want kids? And he's like, yeah, I want kids. But she didn't ask him like an in-depth question of that shit, and so maybe he's just bullshitting with her. I don't know.
She might have been like, I mean, we might not be hearing the whole conversation. She might be like, oh, what if we have kids? And he might have just said that off the wall stuff.
I will say this. Now I'm not waiting a fucking year. You know what I mean? But like, if like someone who's pro-abortion, someone who is
pro-life and pro-choice.
There we go.
Those two people shouldn't really be getting together.
I was just
going to
say that, too. Really, that's going to be really hard because what if you have an emergency happen, or even if you just want to have an abortion? How are you going to handle that?
Those two people I don't think really should be together.
But can I just say...
That should be discussed earlier on.
Yeah, just like kids.
But her being pro-choice doesn't mean she would get... Like, I personally am pro-choice for other people. I do not think that we should determine what other people do with their bodies to that extent. But I personally, we've had this conversation, I would not get an abortion. I don't, unless medically necessary, that is not a decision that I would ever make
but
for myself.
If you're a guy and you're pro...
he's pro-life.
Pro-life. If you're pro-life, you're a guy, you're pro-life, you know what I mean? Like, and you don't want to give your baby to someone who might.
What's
wrong with that?
But just because she, like, it could have had a random conversation at a bar with friends, and she mentioned, yeah, I'm pro-choice. And he's like, wait, I heard you say that? No, I don't want to give you kids. Like, we don't know the extent to that, because, like...
But regardless, if he is pro-life, and he doesn't want to get a woman pregnant that is pro-choice, then
why
is he
with her?
Exactly,
I agree.
But
also,
wrong person.
A whole year without fucking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's the point though of being like pro-choice, pro-life, and having that conversation. Matters earlier on, but if you're talking about I want to have a future with you, I want to be married to you, I want to have kids with you, if you are pro-choice or like pro-life, it doesn't matter, because if you're pro-choice and you're choosing to have a child with someone, you are choosing to have a child with them, and it doesn't matter if you're pro-choice or pro-life, because at that point you want
it
that baby.
Does.
Well, no, I do
no.
think
then you're having the baby.
I do think if you're choosing
the abortion thing only comes. No,
they're
it doesn't.
But that doesn't matter, because she's not looking, like, from her, she's like, we're a year into this, I love this man, I want to marry him. Like, she's basically saying, I want to have kids with you, here's the future I see with you. Like, she's telling him, I want your babies.
Yeah.
She's not like, we're casually dating, this is the option I want. Like, she's coming to him to say, I want this.
Go ahead, real quick, Luke.
So, some pro-life people believe that... abortion in no cases, even with the life of the mother at risk. So that means, you know, again, but you know, we've already discussed it. he shouldn't be with her.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that means he wants someone that in no case will the fetus.
We also don't know how pro-life he is.
Right.
I think he doesn't want to have kids with her.
Agreed.
And he is using the fact that she is pro-choice
as an excuse.
And the thing is that if you are pro-choice, it doesn't mean you're going out making women have abortions.
Oh my God, yes.
I'm pro-choice. I think everyone has autonomy for their own body. But I'm not, like, exactly like Chelsea, I'm not going to go out and have an abortion just because I have fucking
I'm also not advocating
fine,
for people to go do that.
he still should be able to have that choice.
Yeah, and his choice...
is not the one that impregnates.
But what does that have to do with him having children with this person?
I think you...
That's wrong. I agree with
that. But you can't... You don't have to be... Like, if you're pro-life and I'm pro-choice... And, like, we're together for a long time. Like, when we have the children conversation, it's not a, I'm going to have an abortion if I get pregnant. It's a, I want to have kids with you. My choice is to have kids with you. And we are having and creating a life together. Right? Yeah. So the thing is, I think he's using this. He is using this as an excuse not to be with you anymore.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
Corey, go first.
I think it's bullshit. I think this person's making this up to...
Okay. Yeah, Jamal.
I think it's hilarious that we're talking this long about some dude just saying some shit because he didn't want to talk about kids.
I mean, yeah.
I'm with you.
I actually think
it's a good conversation, but...
I think he...
You don't just say something like that.
I think he's...
Yeah, hey, you do!
No, I think there's a real fear around this because...
Yeah,
because
I agree.
I've noticed on, you know, the far side of, like, pro-life people, some people saying, well, my girlfriend had an abortion, I wanted this baby. Like, obviously it's extreme, and we don't hear about this as often. But if those are things that he's been exposed to, like, that's a real fear. Or you don't know. Maybe he had a girlfriend in college who got pregnant and had an abortion without him knowing, and he's not processed that trauma. Like,
but then why is there,
shouldn't he get over it?
That's the wrench in the story.
But like, there's
why are you with someone that you knew ahead before this date?
They didn't know.
Or if you're a year into your relationship and you're talking about a future and you've not talked about these core issues, that's also something that should have been brought up a long time ago.
When she said, he said, well, because I want to pull this up.
Yeah.
Or she said, I'm sorry. We recently were talking, topics of kids came up. He said he probably wouldn't want kids with me because she believes in abortion. They obviously had a conversation mm-hmm. about abortion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he knew ahead of time, and he still stayed with this girl.
But he was sidestepping.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
You've been with 100%. Him for a year. I think this is his excuse and his way to get out of this relationship with you.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's all...
Yeah.
My opinion.
Have sex with him one more time and then break up.
Oh,
get his seed.
No.
Get
his seed.
Take that seed.
Take that seed. It always ends on something fucked up. Jessica, next one.
You gotta send these to me before you call me out.
I know, but it's kind of fun to see you kind of...
This happens like 3 years ago. But I met this guy in a club in Los Angeles. He was nice. He brought me and my friends drinks. We had a good time. I don't know. We went on this boat from his parents, and we all went on the boat and had fun. Okay, so he had a boat from his parents. We all went on the boat and had fun.
Oh.
Later that evening, he tried to sleep with me, and I said, no, I'm just having a good time. And he got visibly upset and said, no problem. And we both went back to the party. About 30 minutes later, a small, what looked like security boat, came beside the bigger boat and asked me to leave. I was so confused, and one of my friends came and left with me. I later found out the guy had asked them to come and escort me off. I just wrote in because sometimes Charles tries to make women be the bad party, but guys are dicks and only around you for sex.
Wait, time out. Can I say something really, really quick? You remember when we had a conversation about girls should not be going to guys?
Yes.
That's the fucking reason why.
Yeah.
That is the fucking reason why. This is why girls do not need to be accepting things and taking things from men.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't have gone on some stranger's boat without... Like, I would have in my head known what that was expecting, and if I was not prepared to maybe do anything, I would not have...
I think it's a bad move.
It's like the real world version of the implication. She can't say no because she's on a boat.
I feel like you should just lap up the experience and not look into it.
I mean, to be honest, though.
Brian and Ben sat here and just pretended as if they didn't understand it whatsoever. That right there is 100% why women should not be going over to men's tables and just taking free shit from men.
Well, so to be honest, this guy did kind of the most respectful thing he could have done, mm-hmm. because he removed her from that situation. Because here's the thing, what if that carried on? She got more drunk. Somebody else, like, that easily could have led to a situation of, this man put me on his boat. He tried this. I felt this. Like, he honestly did the best thing for both of you. Yeah. Removed you from the situation. To be honest, in a respectful way, like, he didn't really embarrass you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It was pretty, like, hey, we're asking you to leave. I mean, if it was his property, it's shitty, but...
And it was, like, 30 minutes later because they had to call... Yeah, I don't think that... I mean, like, yes, he only wanted you for sex at that moment, but, like, yeah, I think you had a good time. You
also, yeah, friends. Why are you taking free shit from people for nothing? What did you do for it?
Don't even bring that.
You don't have to have sex if someone gets you on their boat, but, like...
You also can't be upset that, like...
That he got you home safely, right?
Yeah, right. He could have just...
Water Uber, go ahead. The water Uber.
Listen, you were at the bar, he bought drinks... Everybody seemed like they were having a fun time, and he was like, hey, come on my boat. You probably embarrassed him, and he was like, you know what? I don't want you here. And instead of making a big deal, he was like, I'm just going to call him to pick you up. I think it played out real fucking well.
Was that that's his parents' boat?
He had this boat from his parents. We all went on the boat and had fun. So, like, it sounds like you were there for several hours. And, like, maybe it was time to go home anyway.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, ladies, please, for the love of God, stop accepting things from men. Stop accepting things from men.
Even if you do accept things, but... you have to know that there's going to be ramifications if the person putting all this stuff...
No, you're putting yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah. I agree with Charles. You got on a boat with a stranger because he was rich. Yep. Right? You put yourself in a bad situation. I think you guys, like, had a good time. He tried to sleep with you. You were like, I'm not into this. And he was, like, respectful. He let you go, and he called security to take you away. Which is his prerogative. It's his property. You didn't get hurt. He sent you home safely with a friend. And, like, who wanted to stay?
Right. He didn't lose anything.
Right. You got all your free drinks. You got to go on this boat.
So, like, yeah.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah. You got what you wanted. It was totally fine.
Yeah.
Just like, it was an evening in LA that you can remember now forever. And maybe you feel like he was a dick, but at least he didn't. There are worse ways.
Like,
he would have had to get off the boat eventually, so I don't understand what the deal was.
He's like, I want you off this boat now. I'm not going to get off.
So it's time for you to leave, I guess.
All right, we got two more entitled with his parents.
We got two more questions. I'm going to read one, and Jess is going to read one. This next one is, if a date is going bad, is it okay to just up and leave?
I would say goodbye. And just make an excuse and leave.
Like, is it okay? Sure, you can do whatever you want. Is it kind of morally shitty?
I think it's morally shitty to just walk out.
I mean, to just get up and walk out on someone without an explanation, that's kind of shitty.
From a woman's perspective.
It's respectful, though.
Just be like, hey, I gotta go. Right. Like, something came up, it's an emergency, whatever fucking lie you want to do, but, like, let them know that you're leaving so they're not sitting at the table for 20 minutes thinking you're taking a shit in the bathroom.
So not only do you owe them nothing, but you want to hurt them.
But you can leave if you want to.
If I was a woman, I mean, I would feel enough, you know, if I was on a bad date, there's just so much shit that happens where it's like, if you feel like you gotta get out of there, you gotta get out of there, no matter what.
Yeah, but
what.
If you're a man too, and you're on a bad date, if I was a guy, for me, I would say goodbye.
If I was a woman, I wouldn't say anything.
If you were a woman, you wouldn't say anything.
I would get the fuck out. Depending on the vibes, because there could be a bad
date
where that, like, you don't feel in danger, but sometimes where it's like you just the guy is just like sometimes just gotta get the fuck out of there.
I think we need to...
I don't feel as a man.
I want to clarify bad date. So, if the date is just boring, and it's a waste of time, it's boring, the person's not interesting, then you know what? Be nice. Say, hey, let's go. But if the date is just like the person's just being a shitty person, you know, you're getting like a really shitty vibe from them...
Just leave.
Yeah, fucking just leave. Point,
but as a woman, like you don't know if that guy's gonna go off the fucking hinge.
Wait, are you saying like if it's like a girl on a date with a guy, and the girl feels like, oh, this is a shitty date, she should just get up and leave.
Yes, I do.
No.
Okay, so because of her protection.
Yes.
Okay.
But in that case, you. This is why I got upset about the murderous date. I just think that, like, you cannot be a dick and you can leave a date, right? There's so many situations where you're like, hey, friend, call me, text me 15 minutes into my date, and I'll let you know if I need to, like, leave or not, right? You have backup plans when you go on first dates with people. Do you not have backup plans?
As a guy, I've never had a backup plan.
It doesn't fucking matter. Guy, girl, whatever. Everybody, just have a fucking backup plan. If you're having a shitty date,
does that count?
Say goodbye and leave. And if you're having a shitty date that's threatening, just say goodbye and leave. And if he's following you somewhere, go and tell somebody. But, like, I don't think most people are going to really follow you and, like, give
you
a
But are you willing to take that chance?
Wait, are you leaving?
Just
are you leaving?
Just, like, have someone call you 10 minutes into your date and leave.
Wait, okay, first off, one thing I feel like you're doing, Luke, is that you are making it to where you're kind of implicating that men are just predators. They're gonna
No, but I feel that women feel... There are enough stories that happen where you just don't know how they're going to act. So I'm just saying, if I was a woman, that's how I would act.
Then you shouldn't be going on dates.
Yeah.
Stop going.
I do agree.
If you feel,
I think there's enough stuff out there that already makes women feel like men are predators, and you're perpetuating that by saying that.
Yeah, if you're a woman and you have this fear... Don't go on dates. Go
Is that learn. Fair?
Yes!
I mean, if you're scared, if you're playing the victim everywhere, I feel like if you have a victim mentality...
You're going to get someone in trouble.
Yeah, like, you put yourself in situations sometimes, or you, like, exasperate situations that, like, aren't harmful. Like, as grown adults, you can flirt with people. You can approach people, like... I feel like when...
Maybe I've been brainwashed by the liberal media.
Bring a friend on your date and have them sit at the bar where you're at the table.
Yeah, listen, the one time where I thought a guy, like, just, like,
I wanna be a woman.
Last minute was, like, kind of creepy, where I was like, hey, listen, where I'm already here, blah, blah, blah. My friend came and sat at the other end of the bar, and, like, nobody knew. Yeah. But I was just like, hey, this is weird vibes. You're close by. Do you want to come, like... You know, and then, like, when I was ready to go, like, literally, I said, hey, girl, I'm ready. She popped up. I'm like, gosh, Chelsea, how's it going? Blah, 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 blah. And I really just sat there talking to her. And then eventually was like, hey, listen, I had a great time. You know, like, we're going to catch up. Like, you know, gave myself a way to get out of that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, like, I don't know. Like, I never, I don't know.
I've never been in a situation where I felt threatened, but I've had bad dates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? In a bad date, if you want to leave, just be kind about it and say, hey, I gotta go, right? You don't have to give an excuse. You don't have to be like, whatever. But don't ghost someone where you're at lunch or dinner. Like, just because...
Just standing up in the middle and walking away.
Just say goodbye, right? There's no downside to just being like, hey, I gotta go. I got a text from someone. Hey, I gotta go.
Family emergency.
And not feeling it,
just like,
you know, sorry, hey, I gotta go. I, you know, left my oven on. Like, whatever fucking you, hey, I gotta go.
Luke, go ahead. Last word.
I feel educated. that's all I can say.
I do like that, so we had, the first time you were here, we had that conversation about angel shots.
Mm-hmm. We did.
And that, and like, to me, like, what you were saying is what I had a problem with. Is that women are feeling scared and going on dates and saying, oh, this person's being creepy, you know what I mean? I need to, like, go over here or pass a note or a security go over here. Like, that shit is dangerous.
Yeah.
Believe me, that shit is
very
dangerous.
Well, so I will say, like, the example with the guy with the boat, there are examples of that where guys go out of their way, hey, let me buy you drinks, let's do this, let's hang out, come to our table, and then aren't, like, that guy did that in a very respectful, calm manner. There are examples. Like, I personally have not experienced it, but I have had friends and clients tell me about dates where men have gotten aggressive at the end if they felt. So, like, I do think the angel shots should be a thing for everybody, not just women. It should be in both bathrooms, because women, I've heard stories of women drugging men. You know what I mean? Like, both people are shitty.
We were at Union, and we were just hanging out, and, like, literally the girl across from us, some guy walked up to her and was like, you know, like, you gay, like, why didn't you call me? They were arguing about why she didn't call, and she just turned around and walked away, and the guy punched her in the back of the head.
Oh, shit. That's
terrifying. Justine said, Charles, do something. I don't even know this mother. I don't know shit. And so I just broke them up. But, like, I do understand that shit can happen, you know what I mean, with women and shit like that, but it's not, like, some common occurrence.
That's not happening everywhere.
You do need to watch your surroundings and be able to understand, am I in danger or am I anxious about where I'm at? Like,
right.
Like, there's, you do need to not, I think a lot of women do play the victim card.
And if it's like a threatening date or someone's getting violent, that's a very different situation than just a shitty date.
Hey, I'm bored. Right? We're not getting along.
We're not, like, so if it's a situation where you feel like you are being threatened and you're scared, that is when you get an angel shot. That is when you see.
Or just get up and walk to the home stand and ask for help. Like, something. Exactly.
Also, right? I do want to say one more thing. Like, it's, you know her. You know her. I know her through you. But she had an incident that made her very docile, is the word that I use. And
she usually was.
Yeah. Then she, because usually she's bubbly. But, like, ever since this incident, she's very docile. So now, like, I understand women, like, being like that. But, like, if you're a woman and you're like that, don't go on dates. Don't bring your fear with you on these dates, because honestly, it really is dangerous. It's dangerous for men. It's dangerous for men. I would say it's dangerous for you too as well.
I would say just have a backup plan and do what Chelsea did. Yeah. Have someone come to the bar with you. Have somebody let you trust, like, know where you are on your phone. Like, just track, like, whatever you need to do to feel safe to go on a date. You don't have to just stop going on dates, but you should make yourself feel.
Yeah. Or put yourself comfortable. Like, if you're comfortable in the library, hey, meet me at the library. Let's talk about the books we like.
Let's do quiet.
Next, Jessica.
All right. Well, this is...
This is the last one.
I don't know how to explain this.
Wait, is this bad? All right, go ahead, Jessica.
I don't know how to explain this, but whenever I'm on the phone with a friend of mine who is a man, my kitty cat... starts feeling like it's being penetrated.
She gets the fanny flutters.
I already know you guys are thinking, doesn't make sense. But that's the feeling I have whenever I'm on the phone with this person. It only happens with them, and I feel like it's been happening for the past year and a half.
Wait.
I'm in a relationship.
Oh, that's a problem.
Committed relationship.
Like, all right.
And I don't know how to combat this feeling. It doesn't happen so much when we text. Or when we're in person, the feeling is a bit more intense. I love my boyfriend and definitely don't want to break up with him, but I don't know how to deal with this.
They shouldn't be your friend. All the girls need to go first.
She got the hots for friends.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Michaela first. Michaela.
Give me. I got it.
All right. Just to go.
Me?
Okay, I got it.
Oh, Michaela.
Sorry. I had to process everything.
You know.
Stop talking to this man.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. Why? No. Oh, she's in a committed relationship.
She's in a committed relationship.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's...
It sounds like you're infatuated with this man. Mm-hmm. And maybe...
Wait, hold on. Hold that thought, Jamal. Go ahead, Jessica.
I'm just saying, you're infatuated with them. And maybe you should stop talking to them. Because you know that... You kind of want it to go on in a sexy way, but, yeah.
I think you're very sexually attracted to your friend. The fact that this man's voice turned you on that much, it's more in person. There's obviously some chemistry. Now, whether it's romantic or just pure sexual chemistry, that's hopefully just between you and Jesus. But here's the thing. You basically need to make a choice. If you want to stay committed to your boyfriend, then that is not a friend. Those are not friend feelings. Okay. You need to cut that off or it will be a problem. If you want to explore that, you need to make that decision and tell your boyfriend that, hey, I'm getting fanny flutters from Joe over here. I don't get that from you. I need to explore that.
Oh, wait. Before tomorrow, listen, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you.
I'm holding it. What you need to say?
Wait. The first thing I want to ask, is, she's been, for a year and a half,
That's
fucked up. Like, to why, me, that's though. Cheating. She's calling him for
like,
that. Like, I would be so pissed.
She probably called. Okay, Jamal, go.
How often do you talk on the phone?
Wait, Jamal, go.
I think you figured out what your kink is. And the way this dude talks to you,
I agree,
is what your shit likes.
That's what I agree.
And what you need to do is you need to communicate that with your partner.
Ooh, yeah.
And you need to figure it. I mean, it's not gonna,
or you say communicate.
Is it an accent? Is it a turn of phrase?
Wait,
right?
Are you saying tell your partner that you're having these feelings for this person?
No.
Okay, go talk to me.
You obviously like, whether it's the tone or the way he's talking.
But she also likes to, like, physically when they get together.
No, I think it's just on the phone.
No, it's
but she said it's more in person.
Did
they say that in person?
Right there.
But it doesn't happen with texting. So if it could be his voice or his accent, then maybe you should get your boyfriend to role play.
It could be certain like mannerisms or things like I don't know how to explain this. Like
he's just hot. What if he's just hot?
Because here's the thing. There's
the voice.
There's
and the assertive.
The way. No, there's certain. I get it because there are certain characteristics in men that are really attractive. That like I've been with men that I'm attracted to. You know, blah blah blah. But they might not have those certain characteristics, and it's just. I don't know. Like, I agree, but I don't know that she should say that because her boyfriend might not be, like...
That guy. Luke.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was really attracted to him, even texting, she has that idea in her mind. But the fact that she doesn't feel through texting, I would agree with Jamal and Jessica on this.
Wait, really?
Really, because if she was texting them, I mean, you can get hot and steamy in texting. So the fact that, because when you're texting, you have that idea of a picture of a person in your mind, and that's what they're saying.
Physically, she gets...
But she's hearing it. Obviously, he talks the same way as he does in person as he does over the phone.
You're
so I would agree with them.
Very Manilow.
I would agree with
really
them.
But
if this is just a friend,
like,
though...
Hey, baby,
it's like the sound waves
doing,
resonate
man?
With her a certain way.
Yeah,
if it was just a friend, though, the text wouldn't ever get that explicit, though.
Wait,
you would never have that.
Just
because
she's getting wet doesn't mean she has to do anything either.
Hold on, guys. Go ahead, Jamal.
Just because she's getting wet doesn't mean she's got to do anything either. Because, I mean, we talk about that with...
That's not an answer.
No, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
We talk about... We've had people write in, and we've talked about guys cheating because they have urges. And if it's going to fuck up the way you got your life right now, then it's not worth it. You need to figure out what it is that is making you feel that way, and maybe coerce that into what you do in your relationship.
Yeah.
Have
conversations with this man and then sex with your guy right after.
Yeah, just get rid
or
of
or call him, put the phone on mute, and then...
No.
I'm just saying.
Have him talk during
that's
sex.
That's crossing the line.
Wait, that's... Okay.
What if he's turned on by this guy, too?
Oh, then here you go.
Tables have flipped around. Listen, you know what? There was a girl, Justine knows her, which she would say some shit like that. She would say that, you know, oh, I like talking to you because, you know, you get me wet. And I was...
To you?
Yeah. But I just thought she was like, I just felt like she was a sexual person. Like, I don't think it had anything to do, like, with my voice or whatever I was doing. It's like, she just found me attractive. I think personally that she knows this person. She's hanging out with this person. That's why her stuff is getting hot. She finds this person more attractive than her partner.
I know, there's some that's accents what I think. That I that's definitely...
disagree.
Yeah, like, I think maybe... others. I don't know, like, I feel like she obviously says she doesn't want to leave her boyfriend, she loves her boyfriend, but, like, there also could be characteristics that she's attracted to that he just doesn't have, and she's like, hey, he's a good guy, I love him, I want to be with him, but he's not, you know...
He's not hitting the right spots.
Or, I mean, there could just be, like, I don't know.
Like, back to the guy who's no longer sexually attracted to his wife.
Right. Yes.
Say it again.
Like, back to the guy who's not no longer sexually attracted to his wife. He wants to be with her, but he needs something else.
So, I mean, she's just saying, I think you should maybe listen to Jamal's advice and try to figure out what it is about this guy. Is it his voice? Is it his tone of voice? Is it the words that he's using? Maybe he's using, like, different language. Or is it, like, an accent? No, like, I'm just saying, like he said, there's some sort of kink involved with the way he's talking.
I think you should give Jamal's advice, or you take Corey's advice, put him on speaker, and get wet.
Yes!
You have to hit the mute button. The mute button is very important.
You do it during that's not okay.
You go, hey, how's it going?
Like, how's your day?
Yes!
Do that.
They have erotic audiobooks.
We gotta go, guys.
You can't do it during because then that's way too it's long. Like not a movie.
You're mad.
Guys, thank you so much. You guys were awesome. Corey, we're gonna take your sexual audiobook advice.
You should. That's my.
Also, I'll collect your royalties. Record an audiobook, send the manuscript, and some money.
Wait. That's not.
Do you have a Fiverr account?
Yeah, we have a P.O. box.
Yeah.
We did, but then people were only sending, like, sand and dust.
Sand?
Yeah. I don't know what it was about.
Out of their vaginas?
Yes.
Their vaginas. And just sand.
Are we from still recording? From their
vaginas. It was dusty.
We don't know.
We are still recording.
All right, guys. Bye.